This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. Russia and Syria launched airstrikes Saturday on Syria's last rebel stronghold of Idlib. At least four people were killed in what a war monitoring group said were the most intense attacks in a month. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said aircraft carried out about 60 raids in less than 3 hours on southern areas of the densely populated rebel stronghold. The bombings, including shelling from government areas, came one day after Iran and Russia backed a military campaign in the rebel-held area, despite Turkey's pleas for a ceasefire. The two largest electoral blocs in Iraq called on Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi to resign Saturday after Parliament held an emergency session to discuss the unrest in Basra that has killed at least 12 people during several days of protest. The Secretary General of the Syrun Coalition said following the session that al-Abadi should resign and apologize to the Iraqi people. Al-Abadi acknowledged the unrest that has gripped Basra, but defended his record in Parliament. He said the unrest was political sabotage and asserted the crisis over public services was being exploited for political gain. On Friday, protesters in the southern city stormed the Iranian consulate and torched government buildings in violence that rocked the oil-exporting Shiite heartland. 11 people were killed Saturday in an aerial attack by Iranian forces on the headquarters of the Iranian opposition Kurdistan Democratic Party and a refugee camp in the Iraqi town of Koya. A KDP statement said the attack occurred after the KDP carried out attacks inside Iran from its bases in northern Iraq. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News. Former President Barack Obama on Saturday appeared at his first campaign event for the midterm elections in November, rallying a large crowd in Anaheim, California. Obama urged the crowd of Democratic Party volunteers to take off their house slippers and put on their marching shoes to generate support among a wide spectrum of voters for candidates that he hopes will help flip the U.S. House of Representatives to the Democratic Party.
The stakes are high in this election. This is a consequential moment in our history. Yeah, and the fact is that if we don't step up, things can get worse.
Obama's appearance came one day after he assailed President Donald Trump and the Republican Party on Friday, urging Democrats to deliver a check on the administration's abuses of power and restore a sense of sanity to politics by voting in November's elections. 3 days of UN-mediated consultations aimed at restarting peace negotiations to end Yemen's civil war have achieved no results. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
UN Special Envoy for Yemen Martin Griffiths is putting a brave face on the failure of the talks by saying that fruitful discussions have begun. This, even though those discussions only took place between him and the Yemeni government delegation. He expressed disappointment that the rebel Houthi delegation, known officially as Ansarullah, did not show up, but notes it is not unusual for negotiations involving conflict to run into difficulties.
So I don't take this as a fundamental blockage in the process.
More than 16,000 civilians have been killed or wounded during more than 3 years of civil war between the Saudi Arabian-backed government of Yemen and the Iranian-supported Houthi rebels. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
An Egyptian court sentenced 75 people to death and 47 others to life in prison over the bloody dispersal of two Muslim Brotherhood sit-in camps 5 years ago. AP's Zaria Shakali reports.
In a case involving 739 defendants facing charges ranging from murder to damaging property, the court also sentenced to life in prison the head of the Brotherhood, Mohammed Badi, and 46 others. Mahmoud Abu Zaid, a photojournalist known as Shokan, received 5 years imprisonment, meaning he will walk free for time served. The sit-in was staged by supporters of Mohamed Morsi, a Brotherhood stalwart who became Egypt's first freely elected president in 2012, but was ousted a year later by the military, then led by President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi. I'm Zaria Shakli.
And Tropical Storm Florence continues to strengthen over the Atlantic Ocean. It's expected to become a hurricane on Sunday. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.